The police administration will deploy more than 3,000 personnel to polling stations across the country. The Greater Accra Regional Police Commander, DCOP Patrick Timbilla, who disclosed this to Radio Ghana, said a standby military force will beef up security to avert any eventuality. He therefore assured the public not to be worried by the issue of macho men on voting day. Meanwhile, the Executive Director of the West Africa Network for Peace Building, Dr. Emmanuel Bombandi, says the use of macho men by political parties during elections is gaining grounds due to the ignorance of the electorate. He's therefore asked the electorate to reject politicians who use macho men to cause mayhem. This, Dr. Bombandi noted, will force them to stop the practice. He was speaking on Behind the News.
You cannot talk about peace and at the same time tolerate the presence of macho men in that environment in which we want elections to be peaceful. If you look at the Ghanaian psyche, the word macho men connotes the use of coercion, the use of physical force to be able to engage in activities that in themselves disrupt elections. For example, the snatching of ballot boxes. And if you look in the history of our election process, all the incidences that have marred the peacefulness of our elections would be associated to the rules and the activities of macho men. And that is why when you are talking about peaceful elections, what Ghanaians do not want to hear at all is macho men even getting near our electoral process.
Executive Director of West Africa Network for Peace Building, Dr. Emmanuel Bombandi.